7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
More jobs being created. A medical device maker relocates to Fresno. Tell us about that.
Right. This is a cool story. So, So Universal Meditech is the company that we're speaking about. And they were founded in Tulare in 2015. And they design, make, and sell what are called in vitro diagnostic tools. And some examples of that are like pregnancy tests, ovulation tests, menopause tests, whole range of products that they make. So they're from Tulare. They found that their old location was getting a little bit expensive and wasn't really suiting their needs. So they started looking at other places in California and even out of state. And that's kind of becoming a common narrative that companies are just kind of fleeing the state. But that didn't happen in this case. So, Fresno County Economic Development Corporation is big in getting companies to come out here. The city of Fresno also had a hand in this, their economic development department. So Universal Meditech found a 20,000 square foot home in the North Point Industrial Park. So that's in Fresno, South Fresno. It's near the new Ulta Amazon distribution centers. Really hot area for industrial activity. And so far the company's created 10 new jobs here in Fresno, so hats off to them.
Oh, that's always great news when you have those kind of stories for us, Gabe. And this is good news as well. This is local companies helping out. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Cornerstone Coffee is located downtown Fresno next to Cornerstone Church. It's operated by a company, or actually a nonprofit, called Lighthouse Recovery. And it's basically, they provide services to women who are struggling with addiction problems. And this coffee shop is a place for them to build job experience. So last Tuesday, there was a bunch of rainy weather and shorted the electricity in their building. They weren't able to get their espresso machine to work correctly after that. So Brian File, Luna Coffee, he sells coffee beans and other products like that. He's jumped in and he brought this new espresso substitute product that they're developing. Basically, have a milk frother and a steamer. It's able to recreate drinks like lattes and cappuccinos without the cost of an actual commercial espresso machine. That could start at like $5,000. Then even Dutch Bros, which is another company, they're a very popular coffee server and, kind of a competitor. They originally donated that espresso machine to Cornerstone Coffee to get them started. So what they did was they took that one that was broken and they took it to get service and they gave them another one actually to use until the original was repaired. So, you know, Lana Coffee and Dutch Bros both came together and made sure there wasn't one unsatisfied customer at Cornerstone Coffee. And bravo to them for that.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. And then you talk about the guys at the top, and you know, guys that run those kind of businesses, they're working all day and all night, but yet they thought of something outside of themselves and helped out. And that's a great story, Gabe. Nice job, buddy.
Yeah, they didn't hesitate. Thank you.
Hey, have a great week, man. All right. Thanks for filling us in. If you need more info on these stories and more, pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.